So what you want to build your business on is systems and processes, systems and processes. We have a system called the 10 core commitments. How many of you have heard of the 10 core commitments? Here's what's crazy is we have this system called the 10 core commitments, and it is absolutely amazing and astounding, and it works every time, and it works with everybody. As a matter of fact, the 10 core commitments have been utilized in virtually every country, with every product, with every service, with product companies, service companies. We've used them everywhere in our profession. Some people call them the 10 cores. Some people call them the 9 things, the 8 things. It doesn't matter. At the heart of it, all of these principles have been used all across the country, and they work. They work every time. They work for everybody. They work in every culture. They work with every product and every service. That's a pretty big promise, isn't it? I mean, that's a pretty big statement that I'm making. Here's what I need you to know about the 10 core commitments. You do not build a big business with everyone. You got to understand that. We all have an attachment to that one person we recruited. So I just recruited you, right? And she's either going to go gangbusters or do nothing or be in the middle. Would y'all agree with that? But every person I recruit, I'm not thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to build it with this person. This is the two of us. It's not how you do it. And if you recruit 100 people, are you going to be building your business with all 100 of them? No, you're not going to be building it with everybody. You're going to create wealth with a handful of people. About 5. You're going to create wealth in your life with about 5 people in your business. Do you know how many leaders I had that I was personally working with when I got into $100,000 a year in Legal Shield? About 5. So, guy says to me, how many people do I need to have on my team? He said, what level are you? And at that time, I was Platinum 3. How many people do I need on my team to be a Platinum 3? And I said, about 5. Well, no, I know that, but I mean, like, how many people do you have on your team? It's irrelevant. Because until you get your 5, why are we talking about how many people I have? You know, I couldn't be where I am today if I didn't get my 5. It all starts with finding 5 people. And what we're looking for is we're looking for 5 core people. 5 people who will do the 10 core commitments. Does everybody get that? Now, if you recruited 10 people, do you think you got your 5 core? No. Yes or no? We need to get clear on this.
No.
What do you think?
Probably not.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Jeff Hughes, just so you know, Jeff Hughes recruited 3 people. This one went Platinum 3, this one went Platinum, and this one went Silver in the comp plan. So that was a pretty good first PBR, you know, or first grand opening. But that's not common. It's not typical. We're looking for 5 core people, and you know what they're trying to do? What are your 5 people doing? They're looking for their 5. And when you look at it like that, it's not so overwhelming, because if you think you have to have hundreds or thousands of people to make money here, you'll never get there. Isn't that depressing? It's just like, what? I have 2 people on my team. I have to have 48,000? No, you don't. You need 5 that get it like you get it. 5 people that when we say we're recording a live training, 5 people that'll show up. 5 people that when you say, hey, we got a millionaire coming to town, they're at every briefing. 5 people that when you say, hey, it's the international convention coming up in April, you don't have to sell them on it. They're telling you, hey, I got my ticket 6 months ago. I already got my room reserved. We're looking for 5 people with that level of commitment. We call them core. A couple things. The definition of easy. You might know what that is? You might know what the definition of easy is? The definition of easy is something you can do. Doesn't that sound good? The definition of easy is something that you can do. I'm going to say this. The system is easy because it's what? Something you can do. Is building a business easy? No. Building a business is not easy because, you know, a lot of people have tried and failed. Building our business is easy. The systems and the strategies are easy because they're all something that you can do. Okay? Here is when I learned this, everything changed for me. Success in network marketing, success in Legal Shield is this, getting a large group of people to take a few simple actions consistently over a long period of time. Getting a large group of people to take a few simple actions consistently over a long period of time. And then you put that in conjunction with just looking for five. So how do you get a large group of people? First of all, do you have to be core? Do you have to be taking all these actions yourself? Yes or no?
Yes.
We attract what we are. In life, you don't get what you want. You get what you are. If you want core associates, you've got to be a core associate. Once you've established the fact that you're core and you're doing everything and you're following the 10 core commitments, guess what? The laws of the universe, success laws, are hardwired into the universe, and you're going to begin to attract core people into your life. You'll get your five, and once you've gotten your five, you're helping them get their five. Okay? It's getting a large group of people to do a few simple actions consistently over a period of time. You first. And everything we're about to talk about can be done in 7 to 12 hours a week phenomenally well. Everybody got it? Yeah. Okay, so let's jump in. I'm going to read them off first to make sure you all have them, and then we're going to dive deep into each one of them. The first one is get started right. We want you to go through your initial trainings, do your game plan interview, which I'll train on a little bit later, and use your membership as much as you can. Did I blow anybody out of the water? Was that the hardest thing you've ever heard in your whole life? Show up to a training, you know, take a couple notes, use your membership. By the way, use my membership on the way over here today. I love it. My wife and I are writing a book. It'll be out in a few months. And she said, I wonder if we could get in trouble by publishing this one little thing that we want to put in our book. I said, that's a great question. I don't know. I have a brilliant idea. We should call our attorney. What an amazing concept that when you have a legal question, you call your attorney. Picked up the phone, called the attorney. She said, let me see if I've got an attorney available for you right now. Our policy is 8 business hours, right? She says, let me see if we have an attorney available for you right now. She goes, no, he's busy. I'll put it on the screen. It could be a callback. I go, great. This was at 4:50 on the way over here. At 5:08, closing time, 5:08, my attorney calls me back. I tell him the situation. He goes, you're good. You don't have anything to worry about. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I just love our service. I love our service. Okay, so use your service as much as you can. Okay, number two is just to stay connected. We have a Monday morning network marketing. I mean, this is a lot of what you need to know. Almost everything, you know, to get the business up and running, right? And to really start to build it big. But then, you know, you're going to need to fine tune it. And every Monday, we have a network marketing Legal Shield leadership call with the top millionaires. People that are making $100,000 a month in Legal Shield are going to be training you on how to build your Legal Shield business. If you can't get on, it's at what, 9 o'clock our time? 9 o'clock our time. I should say 10 o'clock central. But if you can't get on it live, we record it. So you can listen to it after hours or when you're driving down the street, but be safe. Did I blow anybody out of the water with that? Okay? Get on your team calls. Every team has a call at least once a week. It's 30 minutes. Could you do that while you're washing the dishes? Yes or no? Yeah. I mean, you could be doing other things. Of course, it's a good idea to take notes. But these are things that you can do in your life, integrate into your life, and it's not going to take a whole ton of time. Number three is to expose 2 people a day. Expose 2 people. Now, when we say expose, we don't mean, you know, trench coat, Central Park. That's not what we're talking about, right? We're talking about just exposing people using third-party tools. The definition of third-party tools is anything that is not you. Okay, so two, and I like to say physical tools. We have amazing tools. We have a web presence. We have incredible web videos. We've got lots of tools in our business. But when I say 2 exposures a day, I mean 2 physical tools. Because these tools are like seeds. They begin to grow roots and create a life of their own. So physical tools. How long does it take to hand out 2 tools a day? Okay, not long. Send 1 long-distance package out per week. And we're going to train on all these. What's a long-distance package? It's a CD or a DVD that you put in the mail and send to somebody that's outside of your local marketplace. And people are like, well, how far is local? Just, come on. Y'all with me? Just don't grind all this stuff. It's just sending 1 long-distance package out per week. Okay? Number 4 is attend your local weekly business briefing. Is that hard? It's an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours with training. Is that blowing you out of the water? Okay, we're doing this all 7 to 12 hours per week. Number 5 is attend your basic training. When you're new, you get a free training to go to. So you go to that training and you go with all your new associates if they're local. Super hard?
No.
The definition of easy is?
Something you can do.
Are we okay so far?
Yes.
Number 6, attend the Super Saturdays. There's just one a month. They're about 4 hours. We start with a business briefing and then we do some recognition and training. just one time per month. Number seven, international conventions. We have our conventions. Typically, you have a corporate convention, and you have maybe a team convention, and maybe a one other per year. Number eight, personal development. Just read some good books. Read a little bit every day. Listen to something positive every day. How many of you go to the bathroom at least once a week? Show of hands. Okay. How many of you go once a day? Show of hands. Take a book. All right? Take a book. How many of you have some time during the day, either you're getting dressed, right? You're driving in your car, and you can listen to something. How many of you have time to do that? See, we're not even talking about adding stuff to your day with a lot of this, because you can do it. You can multitask. Number nine is find a workout partner. Find somebody who sees it like you see it. The only reason I'm in the business today, and the only reason my brothers are in the business today, is because none of us quit on the same day, but we've all quit 100 times, just not on the same day. See how that works? I'll never forget the day I called my brother Dave, and I'm in tears, and I'm like, this is, man, I just thought it'd be easier than this, you know? Like, I've been getting my tools out, and people haven't been calling me back, and it seems like I'm in a rut, and my brother Dave said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just got 2 memberships today. I'm like, what? For real? How'd you do that? Same way you're doing what you're doing. So I got back to work, you know, and then about a week later, my brother Dave says, man, you're right. This business is too hard. I said, why do you say that? He's like, man, I don't know. Ever since I talked to you, I've been in a rut. I go, really? That's weird, because I just recruited somebody this morning. Really? How? Tools and events. It's all we do. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. We don't care. Tools and events. Everybody got it? Third-party tools, taking the event. Okay, so, but that Dave was my workout partner. And I would have quit if I didn't have him. Okay, number 10 is be here a year from now. Be here a year from now. I don't get it. I see people come here, they make an investment in their business, they make an investment in their tools, they buy a bunch of CDs or buy a bunch of DVDs, and they go to a couple business briefings, and they go to a couple trainings, and they're taking notes, and they even bought a new leather $30 journal, and then 6 months later, we don't see them. And it's like, what is wrong with you? You know, like, save yourself 6 months. I just don't get it. You know, here's what most people do. You know what they do? They plant a seed. They got their seed planted, and then they start rooting around to see how the roots are growing. They start digging around under that seed. They're like, oh, it's not working. And they quit. It's so, people are interesting.